evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us this evening. And you know, today, it is the day after Mother's Day. Great topic we're going to be talking about tonight, micronutrients for brain health. Let me tell you, if you've ever done it on, you've gone to your relative's house, and everybody's all together, and you're saying, it's okay, my kid always climbs the top of the Christmas tree, you know, out in the backyard, and he'll bend it over, and he'll fall off, and he'll do it again, but he's okay. Or you sit down and you look at your elder parents and you're saying, gosh, why are you so stressed out? You know, what's bothering you? Or you look at yourself and you say, oh my gosh, you know, it's time for me to go. I got to get out of here. You know, it's just too much. It's just too many people. I feel stressed out. I don't know what's going on. Of course I have anxiety, you know, oh well. And it's really an opportunity to look at each other, to look at ourselves and our family members in these situations. And I think it's also coming up on June, and what I like to call the golden opportunity of the year. This is for every parent across the board. First 2 weeks of June, your kids are off of school, or getting off of school, and just before you put them in the hands of someone else for the summer because you really can't quite deal with them, or you have other things to do. And what happens is you've got the kids around the house, and you start noticing things. My goodness, he's in the bathroom all the time. Oh my goodness, you have a headache every single day. What's the deal? Oh my gosh, you haven't eaten breakfast since you've been off of school. What's up? Or maybe I'm just not feeling right and things aren't working out right for me. You know, we tend to go along our life and, you know, there's work, there's school, there's sports, there's friends, there's blah, 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 blah. And we never, ever stop for 1 second to see if there's a pattern to what's going on with our children or ourselves. And then when we see that pattern, we can say, do we need help? Do we need to pay more attention to something in our diet or our lifestyle? Or what is really going on here? Parents, by the end of June, even if they, maybe if they have not gotten somebody for the summer, it is the biggest time. We have a family member who is a psychology worker, and they say it is explodes the last week of June, where parents are bringing their kids in. My kid is messed up. Fix him. And that's so unfair. My kid is not doing what I need him to do. Fix him. And they all want these medications, and by the middle of July, everybody's on a medication. Middle of August, we need to tweak the medication. Can't wait for September, back to school. Is that really the process that we want? Today, my guest is Anthony Stefan. He is with True Hope, and that has been a company around for brain nutrients for over 15 years. He started this company and talking about these products and developing them because he had the need in his own family with bipolar. And it's very important to listen to his story, and he'll tell us in a moment, because everybody's got a story. Everybody has something on what I call the paradigm. Somebody fits in somewhere along the puzzle. And we don't need to say that we need to tag it for this, that, or the other. Let's just say give everybody the best opportunity they can to go forward and see what happens. And it's really important with brain nutrients. You know, if I've been talking so many times to people in clients and in groups, and we say, I want you to put all your food that you're going to eat today on the table, and I want to see it. And we look at it, and we say, I want you to tell me, what has vitamin B in it? What is C in it? What has B12 in it? What has other brain nutrients in it? And I will tell you, sure as I'm sitting here, 90% have no nutrients in their food every day. How do you expect your body to be working? Are you crazy? You get the car? Do you put nothing in the car? Do you run on gas fumes? And then you just let the oil gunk all up? And the radiator just overheating? You can't. You can't get anywhere. And that's what Anthony and I will be saying. You can't get anywhere. So it's time to put nutrients back in. So, Anthony, welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jeanette, for having me on tonight. Excited to be with you and some of the information that we have for the listening audience. What you've said is real. It absolutely
yes.
is. You know, this morning when you and I woke up for breakfast, so did 6.4 million American children, but with their breakfast, they took methylphenidate. Whether it's in the form of Ritalin or Concerta or Focalin or whatever, it's all the same. This morning as well, and this afternoon, over 30 million adults took an antidepressant to try and control their blue moods. There's 7.7 million people in the United States of America that struggle with PTSD on a daily basis. It's shocking what's happening to our society, and there's an epidemic that's out there. There's never been such high numbers. And what you're saying about children is absolutely real. It's shocking, and it's literally tearing at the heart of the family.
And I think what happens is we don't realize these things because we've got our life programmed to buzz at a certain frequency. And when it's off of that frequency or somebody's holding you back, someone doesn't feel good or someone's not doing what you need them to do, you're always looking for something to fix that frequency to bring them back up to the speed that you are demanding they need. I mean, I see this with parents all the time. They would come into me with, you know, those big plastic containers with all their medical records, and they would say, here's all her medical records. And I would not even touch the box and say, what do you want? And they'd say, we want her fixed with all these numbers, and there's the box. And that is such a daunting thing to think that a number is a person and it will fix them. But even so, to think that, not even to recognize that potentially they just need nutrients to start with to be able to get to a point where they can be better assessed.
It's real. Absolutely. It's a major affliction among all of us, and we're all looking for the easy way out. My wife and I were looking for the easy way out back in 1994 when she got onto a prescription of Prozac. And sadly enough, she ended up taking her life about a week and a half later after she started on the prescription. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Terrible. Her father took his life 16 years before she did. And there were a number of children in our family at that time who were struggling with the same thing. But in our society, we're taught, just push the button, buy the box, do whatever, and that'll resolve it. And sadly, we're paying a terrible, terrible price as a society for that issue.
You know, and your story is just tears at the heart because it touched you so deeply. And, I mean, that is why you put together this company and these products, and you believe so much about them, and I think you've helped millions of people with them, and I just think they're absolutely wonderful. I mean, there's clinical studies and everything now about your products and about how they are showing results, and I think that's important for people to know. This is not just saying, you know, well, hey, go get a vitamin C, and I don't care what you choose off the counter. You can go get it from any place, and it will do the job. That is not what you say at all. And it's really important to know what are brain nutrients, why are they important, and why are they important in certain forms and certain compositions. And I think that package is what is the real program that's driving these results.
Exactly. And it's beginning to understand how important nutrition is and what makes our brain fire. You know, interesting, recently out of the University of Calgary, there came some documentation that talked about the brain. It comprises in the adult about 2% of the body mass, but it consumes between 40 to 50% of all of the nutrition that passes between our lips.
Yeah.
That's shocking. There's a liter of blood, like a quart of blood that flows through our brain every minute. Why? I never realized that. That's why we have that huge jugular vein. That's exactly why we push so much blood and oxygen to the brain. And it's like a computing center. It takes so much energy. But Jeanette, what happens if we're feeding our brain on cardboard food? What effect will that have? What does the pop and chip generation do for our children? How does that nourish their brain? You know, these are interesting questions, but the answers all point to the same thing. Without brain nutrition, we're in a terrible place. We really are.
And so many people are believing now that you can get nutrition from your food. I can tell you of my personal experience. I watched tomatoes over a year because I claim to be, I know what a good tomato should taste like, look like, smell like, feel like, blah, blah. And I just was not finding them. And I live in the Deep South, and I said, oh, you know, hey, it's hot here 10 months out of the year. There's no reason under the sun that I should not be able to have these tomatoes that I'm looking for. Have not had them in the last 10 years since I've been here, not one. And in fact, this past weekend, I went to a very big, famous, big box store, and I said, okay, I'll just get some organic tomatoes. They were right in the front of the door. They looked the part. They had an organic sticker on them, and they said, from Mexico. I said, great, terrific. I'll give it a try anyway, you know. Take it home, cut it. It had no taste at all, zero. And it was not the consistency that you would believe that all that nutrition that's supposed to be in that tomato is there. So if we're led to believe that organic this or that, or these foods that people are driving home now with mass marketing and, you know, media fads telling you you must eat, and are they really getting the nutrients? And I really would venture to say no, because you cannot count on your food supply to have the nutrition you're needing to be able to be absorbed into your bloodstream to get to your brain. I mean, that is just the paradigm that I think that's shortchanging everyone now. We're realizing we're not getting enough, and how can we get enough?
Well, sadly enough, there's not enough in the land to support us, and we say, that's ridiculous. How can you say that? But if you were to go back to 1992, the World Health Organization put on the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. So they're a section of the UN. There was major research tabled at that session, that long session, that showed that 85% of North American topsoils are depleted. I believe it was 37% for China. And we say, what's going on there? The Chinese have been there for thousands and thousands of years. We've been here for 300, 400, 500 years at the most in some of the areas of North America. And why is it so depleted? It's because of our farming methodology. But couple that with the fact that the food that we're growing with GMO issues and a lot of the pesticides are leading to major issues where a lot of the plants don't uptake certain specific elements that are required for life. And so we're living in a cardboard food society. Go ahead, sorry.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can also say, you know, I grew up in Pennsylvania, north of the Amish country in the 50s and 60s. You know, when we went to a farmer's market, the food had to be picked that morning to be able to go to that farmer's market that day, and they weren't allowed to take anything back with them. In other words, it had to be fresh off the vine within 12 to 24 hours. And they sold every single thing, and you knew that it was at its peak. It was at its best. I mean, they weren't going to go bring tomatoes that were, you know, half green and barely even yellow yet and tell you, oh, just take them and go home and put them on your counter, put them in a brown bag, and they'll ripen up. I mean, how many times do we hear that from a lot of food experts, you know? Go get them. They're not ripe yet. You're not supposed to be ripe. You're supposed to ripen them on your counter. Well, if food was supposed to ripen on your counter in a brown bag, I don't quite get where all the nutrients that were supposed to be coming from the ground or the air or the sun or the water or the plant itself is going to bring the nutrients to them if it's devoid of that, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what's happening to our food, our commodity system. We're in trouble. We really are. And I believe as the generations go on and on, we're seeing more and more of it. Go back in a little bit of history to 1972. Here we have Health Canada doing major research across Canada. And they came out and said, well, 6.4% of the Canadian population have a diagnosable mental dysfunction.
Right.
Come 15 years later, the USGAP is saying, no, it's 11.6%. Come up to 2001, and we have the World Health Organization issuing a global warning that over 25% of the population mass in the world, in the developed and underdeveloped countries, will have a major disability, a mental disability, throughout their lifetime. So it's logarithmic, but so is the reduction in the mineral density in our food. There's so much evidence on the table from USDA. There was a major study in England over a 50-year period. Dr. Anne-Marie Meyer, who published the study, didn't start it because it was 50 years long. But shockingly enough, they found over a 50-year period that 22 common variety fruits and vegetables grown in the UK had declined by some 80 to 81% in copper and zinc. That's amazing, amazing reductions, and this is where we're at today.
And also, too, we think about nutrition, and let's talk about nutrients again briefly. And it's also important to note that nutrition is coming from the gut. Everything that goes in your mouth has to be processed, absorbed, broken down, and everything by your GI system. And how many children do we know these days that have gut issues? I'll tell you, I get authors all the time saying, we want to come on, we have programs where we can increase the kids' gut. You know, things will start working right. And it's like, it must be awful popular, you know, because it seems every child has had it these days.
It's real. When you look at gut issues and put them together with mental conditions, there's a shocking correlation. It all starts in the gut. And so many of our children and the adults in our society have compromised gut function. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, colitis, diverticulitis, these are very, very common ailments now. And a lot of them are caused by over-reduction of gut bacteria through abuse of antibiotics. And I'm not saying you shouldn't take an antibiotic. That's not the point. But
right.
We need to use them properly. And what we're doing is we're literally causing major gut issues because of that. It's a huge issue as well.
And your products are very important about being absorbable, because so many people will say, I'll go get something from the counter, you know, or I'm not going to spend money on vitamins. Are you kidding me? I'm just going to give them something because something in the back of my head says maybe I should. So they buy all of these crazy things, and they're not even absorbed. And that's one thing about True Hopes, is you're very high on absorbability. And you stress what is the condition of the gut before you start even giving these nutrients, correct?
Well, that's the whole key to it. That's the whole key is bioavailability. And with many, many nutrients out there, they're not bioavailable. Let me explain to you. I'll just give you one example. Calcium carbonate. We often hear doctors, and I'm not being critical of the medical system, but there's some education that needs to take place in our society as a whole. And I'm not being arrogant about that when I say that. But a lot of doctors refer clients, especially women who struggle with osteoporosis. There's more women with osteoporosis than men by far. Why? Well, because they lose major amounts of calcium in the menstrual cycle that takes place on a monthly basis, combined with the fact that they give birth to children. And that's a major depleting episode. It just is. And so what happens is women struggle more with osteoporosis. So we say, go down to the store, pick up a calcium supplement. When you look at muscle supplements, they're calcium carbonate. That's limestone. That's not bioavailable. In fact, the actual process is this. You drop that 1,000 milligram tablet into your gut. 40% of that is carbonate. 60% is calcium. That means that you're putting 600 milligrams of calcium into your gut, not 1,000. And then the fact that this is an elemental form, as soon as it hits the stomach acid, it basically comes apart in the sense that you have an isolation into a positive ion of calcium, a negative ion of carbonate. I hope I'm not boring everybody. But that's a dangerous situation because now you have two magnetically charged particles floating around in your stomach, 600 milligrams of calcium, 400 milligrams of carbonate. And because you have the calcium has a positive charge, it's going to be attracted to things like phytates. It's going to get carried out of the bowel. They estimate probably 3 to 5% maximum absorbability from that calcium because most of it gets carried out of the bowel. So what is 5% of 600 milligrams? Well, it's not very much, I can tell you that. It works out to be, actually, just a minute here, I'll give you the exact numbers. About 30 milligrams of calcium is all you're going to get from that 1,000 milligram tablet. So you can get more by opening your mouth in a windstorm. That's how
right.
bad it is.
Yeah.
And it's not in a good form. So what we've learned is it's essential. You've got to make the product so it's like nature. You go in your backyard and you pick the tomato off the vine.
Right.
Albeit you hope that there's lots of nutrition in it, but you're going to get almost 100% of the nutrients that are in there because it's organic in a sense of it's an organism and you're an organism. And that's how we feed. You pick the apple from the tree, the peach, the pear, the carrot from the ground, whatever, you're going to have the same type of absorbability, very, very high, albeit there isn't a lot in it compared to what there used to be years ago. Now, when you take a supplement like what we've done, and we've actually done that conversion that we call the biosynthesis conversion, and it's a 96-hour process, most vitamin mineral supplements are about 3 to 4 hours from the time they're in the V-notch blender until they're actually in the bottle. This product takes 96 hours because we've done that same conversion process, the same thing that nature does. So when you put it in your mouth, it's going to be very, very bioavailable. It's going to get on the other side of the membrane wall, the stomach wall, get into the bloodstream. Now you've got traction. That's the whole key.
Right.
You need to make sure that these are able to cross over that gut barrier. If they don't, they just pass out of the bowel. And that's what's happening out there. That's why we don't see a lot of traction with vitamin mineral supplements. And oftentimes we now have seen much research that's saying these things don't work. I believe
right.
that. I have no difficulty because of the format that they're in. But this one has 25 medical journal publishings on 16 different mental disorders, things like anxiety, PTSD, depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety issues. The whole gamut. There's 16 of them. And so these 25 medical journal publishings substantiate the fact that highly bioavailable nutrition has a profound effect on how the brain operates. It's that simple.
And you have so many studies, and they are listed on your website. If, for the listeners, the website is www.truehope.com. And on the top toolbar, there is a research tab. If you push the research tab, it will say click on the links below to view studies involving M-Power Plus Advanced, which is the product we're talking about with micronutrients for brain. And it will tell you there are several summaries and full text about these studies. And it's very important to know these are not just studies that are just random and, you know, oh, so-and-so told me, and it's, you know, four or five people. These are large, well-reputable studies, Journal of Child and Adolescent Psychopharmacology. There is one on psychiatry. There's a Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine, Journal of Clinical Psychiatry. These are all of the very important journals that are being published that have used this product in their studies. So can you tell us, Anthony, now the micronutrients, which nutrients do you believe are the most important? And talk about the product, the M-Power Plus.
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I'm really glad you brought that up, because we get that often, the question, is it zinc, is it copper, is it calcium? You know, it's interesting because each disorder has its own deficiency issue. For instance, there was a major research study done, and the study was called hypozincemia in depression. And that means a lack of or a reduced level of zinc in depression. What they did is they compared men and women that had severe depression to controls, people who had no depression. And they found unfailingly that these individuals with depression had lower than normal levels of zinc in the blood or the serum analysis. I remember the study from China, a major research study, well-founded, where they took over 100 people with schizophrenia, compared them to controls, and they found 17 minerals that were substantively reduced in the hair and tissue analysis. So think that copper, zinc, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, those kinds of things. So to answer that question, I know this has been a long way about, there isn't really one that works. There's major research that shows that children with ADHD often suffer with low iron levels. So you see, what we do is we paint the whole picture in that sense. That's the important part, to make sure that you cover all the deficiencies. That's why there's 36 different components within this product.
And I think that's very important for the listeners to get a handle on, because everybody likes to find an individual product and say that's going to be the key, just like because they think about a pharmaceutical in the same mind frame. This drug is the key. You know, they don't think about the whole picture of the child or the adult that may need the help and what may be off kilter. And I always like to say to the listeners is that you can sit there and you can put in even something as simple as vitamin C. You can pound the vitamin C down like nobody's business. And you will imbalance your other vitamins and nutrients in your body and have issues later. I mean, this whole thing with kale, you know, the kale train that everybody's on now. People are eating like 2 bags of kale a day, and they're thinking that they're doing something good for themselves. Well, I, in my own opinion, believe that 5 to 6 years from now, we're going to have thyroid issues like nobody's business in this country. Because what we've done is we've taken the body and said, I'm going to keep pounding down something, and they're saying, I had enough. And then your body is finally going to say, I've had enough, and it's going to start reverting. It's sort of like when you try to put in too much of something and over-give it, it really is going to just plain explode in your face. And I think that's important also with nutrients, is to know many chemical reactions and physiological reactions in our body, they take one chemical or product plus another, and then there's always an arrow, and then they get a compound or another product. See, if anyone has ever been in chemistry in high school, it's A plus B, arrow equals C. Now, what's most important to know about that is over that arrow, those are called cofactors, and those cofactors is what makes that chemical reaction go. So it could be, as we think in thyroid, we think of it has to be vitamin C, it has to be zinc, has to be iodine, you know, all of these things, and magnesium, and they are important. And if any one of them is low or missing, that chemical reaction may not go. So that's why when you're saying over about 35 nutrients, it's because all of these reactions need different things to be able to go, in essence, and they all need to be there at optimum levels. You can't just say, oh, well, the RDA for vitamin C is 500, and that's all I'm going to give them to him no matter what. Well, if they are having a lot of stress and anxiety, their 500 of vitamin C is burned up in the first half hour of the day. What are you going to do with the rest of the, you know, 23 and a half hours a day? They're going to have anxiety. So you need to give these things in amounts and timing throughout the day to be bioavailable, to be absorbed, to be enough to keep things rolling, and on a timetable where they are consistent in their levels. And I think that's where Empower Plus is very concise on that process.
Well, interesting. It was after the discovery that we actually found out why it worked. I mean, that's backwards, isn't it? I mean, if you're going to build a car, you've got the technology, and so you structure it, and then you take it for a test drive, and away you go. But in this case, we took it for a test drive first, and then we built it afterwards. It was just an amazing experience because I was losing my family. Once again, we were into a terrible suicidal issue and did a lot of praying and a lot of fasting, a lot of searching, a lot of researching, and eventually the answers started to come a little piece at a time. You just get a feeling that you need to do this or that. And I've come to understand that I don't believe there's anything that we can't overcome in life. I truly believe that there's answers for everything out there if we look long and hard enough, and if we're faithful and looking. But at any rate, after this thing had been long since constructed, the genome set, University of Tokyo, we spent some time there. And they had for instance, one of them is the tryptophan pathway. And I use this in the presentation all the time. From tryptophan, the amino acid that's found in fish and chicken and yogurt and plants that we eat, and it's an essential amino acid for our body function. We make serotonin. That's an understanding. It's well understood in science how it's made. And serotonin, of course, is the real antidepressant that we produce that causes us to emote and to be able to think properly and drive our bowel function properly as well. But on the way to producing serotonin, there are two enzymes, precursor enzymes, the substrate base of which one of them is iron and the other is pyridoxal phosphate or vitamin B6. And isn't that intriguing? We need B6 and we need iron to produce serotonin. And then there are some other collective or precursor enzymes that are used to construct melatonin, which is downstream from serotonin, which is the agent that puts us to sleep at night. Hence, you see so many people with depression and that mood disorder of depression, but you'll also see people that are linked, the same people will have a sleep disorder. They can't sleep. And it's because you have to produce serotonin to make melatonin. And all of this is natural, and it's a perfectly programmed formula that your body makes it. You don't make it 15 different ways. You make it one way, and we're all the same. We all make it exactly the same way. And so it's almost mathematical. You better have iron. You better have B6 in that chain. And there are lots of other things that are required. That's why we have 36 nutrients. And it works. We see thousands and thousands of people who are normalized who come to us and said, look, I've been ill for 18 years. I've been toughing it out, serious depression. I can't get out of bed. I'm fighting all the time with my wife because I'm miserable. And okay, just start chewing this, eat this. And it's amazing because 3 weeks later you see someone who's totally different. And they express a totally different thinking.
So can you tell us, Anthony, a little bit about some of these studies? How about one for ADHD? There was one recently in April 2014, which was just around the corner, and it talked about the treatment response in adults with ADHD treated with a vitamin mineral supplement. And I think that's really important because we don't even think of adults as having ADHD. All we think of them as being a pain in the derriere, you know, or somebody that can't get their life or can't get their life together, you know. And we think, gosh, is it something as simple as I'm just not eating right or I'm not doing things right? And how simple that could be.
Oh, you're so bang on with this. You really are. You know, that study is amazing. It's a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. So it's absolute evidence. It's the gold standard in research. And what they did is they took 80 clients that were suffering with ADHD, and many of them had a secondary morbidity or illness, depression. And they put them on the supplement, part of them. The rest went on to a placebo. It looked like it, it smelled like it, but it wasn't the real thing. And when they compared, when the study was wrapped up, it's only 8 weeks long. That's interesting because it doesn't take many weeks to turn the chemistry around in these people. But the interesting thing about it was when they compared the people that were on the micronutrient supplement Empower Plus from True Hope, and they compared those people to the placebo, the people that suffered with ADHD did not just marginally better, but they said there was significant, robust changes in the indices of inattention, hyperactivity, and focusing. And they saw amazing things. In addition to that, many of these people suffered with moderate to severe depression. There was a 42.7% change over that 8-week period in the levels of depression and ADHD. That's amazing. There isn't a drug that has ever shown this effect. And, you know, just to give you an idea, like that's only 8 weeks long, and we say, well, whoa, 42.7. What happens when you add another 8 weeks to that? Well, I'll tell you what happens. Here's one on PTSD. They had a major earthquake, 7.2 earthquake in Christchurch, destroyed the place. Major damage, businesses, lives lost. The researchers that were involved in this, like Julia Rutledge, living in their garage because their house was so damaged, operating out of a tent at the University of Canterbury in Christchurch. Just terrible. All the infrastructure was broken up, the sewer lines, the whole thing. Well, you know, it was really interesting because she put people on the product who were suffering with PTSD. In the first 4 weeks, there was a 41% reduction in the people with PTSD. In 4 weeks, on four capsules a day. Then she followed them for the full year. At the end, 91% of the people that stayed on the trial saw their symptoms of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, reduced below clinical standards. In other words, it wasn't measurable anymore. That's how well they were doing.
And, you know, I think that's very important to note because you're not giving them a drug to stop it or a drug to damper down their symptoms or a drug to stimulate their brain or to damper it, whatever it might be. You're just giving the body nutrition. Period. And, you know, we're talking about brain nutrients right now, but I can tell you those nutrients are helping the rest of your body also, which is critical in PTSD. I mean, I live here in the South, and now we're 9 years out from Hurricane Katrina, where, you know, the PTSD, believe me, it still goes on today. But in the past 2 to 3 years, you would not believe the health conditions that are coming up here. People are getting diagnosed like nobody's business with diseases and life-altering problems that they should not be having at the ages in which they are occurring right now. We have a critical problem here. And I really believe that by giving those nutrients after a situation, you could have potentially reduced some of these numbers or diverted some of these issues. You've got to give them, if the body is just like, you have to think of it like sunburn, you know? If anyone's ever had sunburn, you're just, your whole body's on edge, you're shaking, you have the chills, you have a headache, everybody's bothering you, your skin hurts, blah, 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 blah. But once you start to give your body to heal and give it what it needs, it just can't get enough. I mean, it just is like something you just, you know, when you put aloe on it, it sucks it in. It's like, just pour it in the bathtub. I'll just take a bath in this stuff, you know. You start to absorb and feel and know that things are going to change. So your entire body will benefit from it also.
So true. And the sad thing about it is we're not learning the lessons in our society. We're seeing
right.
all of these aberrations that are being created because we medicate people instead of nutrating them. And it's
right.
that simple. Look, if we're running a cow-calf operation, heaven forbid, whatever, right? But if we're running a cow-calf mm-hmm. operation or a sow operation or running a hatchery, a chicken, we're going to learn very, very, very quickly that it's not economically feasible if we don't nutrate, supplement those animals.
Yeah.
A hog that bears a sow that bears piglets, everybody understands in that industry that if you don't supplement, you're in trouble. You're not going to have a good number, and the ones that are born won't be thrifty. They don't thrive that well. But when you supplement them, absolutely. So any rancher or farmer understands that principle. But we don't believe that when it comes to supplementing women. And that's not a chauvinist statement. Please don't take me wrong. The suffering that mm-hmm. women go through constantly, where their teeth start to fall out, they have
yes.
Diabetic conditions that all of a sudden pop up, asthma, babies that are born low birth weight that don't thrive well. Oftentimes we're seeing that mothers that have medicated extensively, giving birth to children with floppy baby syndrome, they don't thrive, they don't do well. And we need to learn that lesson that when we nutrate the mothers of the nation, then no longer will they give birth to ADHD children. Let me tell you a little story. Your government, our government, is saying that 1 in 5 children will now be born with a condition, a mental condition that they'll inherit throughout their life. Correct?
Isn't that something?
True. Yeah, 1 in 20. That's
yep.
the numbers on the street.
It's incredible.
Now, in my family, a large family, over half of the children ended up having things like autistic spectrum features. A young son diagnosed with hypomania. 2 of the children diagnosed with bipolar affective disorder, 1 with rapid cycling. A young lady that started to become schizophrenic at the age of 11, saw people that weren't there, had hallucinations. Another young lady that was diagnosed with MDD, major depressive disorder, and fibromyalgia. Over half the family, those children were ill. I'm going to tell you, every one of them nutrate now. Every one of them supplement. There are now almost 70 of us in our family. There's 43 grandkids. There's 9 great-grandkids. Not one of those children suffer with a mental condition. There are no ADHD children. There are no autistic children. No kidding. Where is the 1 in 5? Where's the 20%?
Mm-hmm.
If you nutrated the mothers of the nation, this whole thing would cease tomorrow morning. No longer would they give birth. I mean, right in the DSM-4, we talk about bipolar moms giving birth to children with ADHD. It's well-founded in there. The statistics are there. But you can halt that. That's the key. Nutrate the mothers. And it's a gift. It really is.
And I think there's a lot of parents now that have gotten on the bandwagon of they'll walk around with their green drinks and, you know, those let's put this, that, or the other in our little machine and we'll walk around drinking this stuff all day long, but they still don't get the click that they need to be doing and giving nutrition to their children. You know, the kids are still getting whatever they're getting. And that is one part of the story, but also we think about our kids with mood. You know, they say, oh, it's just a pain, you know, really, why are you bothering me or what's going on? Or my kids have always got an attitude issue. And, boy, these kids growing up, you know, some of them are just so this, that, or the other. You can put the adjectives and adverbs in, you know. Everybody's had kids or known kids that have had all these issues recently.
And to
understand, I mean, you've got other studies here, too, on mood.
Totally. It's just amazing. And all of these disorders are connected. They affect different nerve centers within the brain, yes. Tourette's does not equal bipolar disorder, does not equal part of it's depression, does not equal ADHD. But all of these have been found to be neurochemical imbalances. And how do we produce neurochemistry? Nutrition is the base of the whole thing, not drugs. We don't have depression because we have low blood levels of Prozac.
Right.
No.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I'll tell you a little story, and it wasn't funny. This poor little guy, it was terrible. James, my daughter Autumn, who suffered with severe bipolar, and she wrote the book called The Promise of Hope. It's on Amazon. If anyone ever wants to read a profound story, buy that book from Amazon, A Promise of Hope. A young lady's restoration from bipolar disorder, written by my daughter, Autumn Stringham. She gave birth to an ADHD boy. There you go. Fits right into the data. This little guy was so bad, when they would try and feed him, they'd have to chase him around the house to feed him.
Yeah.
And he was in terrible shape, and they wanted to put him on medications. Mother highly medicated, 5 different medications, Haldol, Ribitrol, Epavel, Ativan, Cogentin, out of control, extremely suicidal, hurt the mom, can't control the little boy. Psychiatrist said, well, what you need to do is take the guy, get a piece of carpet, go down to a carpet store, get a small piece of carpet, and roll him up in the carpet. And they did. And this kid would scream and freak out, and, oh, it was just terrifying. It was horrendous. When they put him on the nutrients after she got better, he calmed down. He rose to the top of his class. He's been a very honorable young man, done extremely well. He's just getting married. A lot of our children are going through ridiculous stuff. They're into dope. They're into all street drugs and drinking and nonsense. And a lot of that is created by the fact that they don't feel good. They're not producing the proper levels of endorphins. And it's a lack of nutrition. It just is. A lot of the behavioral issues that we see in our society are nothing more than malnourished children that have grown up into malnourished adults. And so there's some significant answers there in this research. And the research continues. We're hoping by next time this year that there'll be, or this next year, this time next year, let me rephrase that, that there'll be 35 studies, and they're just continuing to come, and it's just been an amazing experience. We've seen so many lives changed, all because people are nutrating their brains and their bodies, like you say, no question.
And it's actually, and it's so important to note, as you have said about the product, is that you see the results. Period. You're not sitting here waiting, I'll wait for 30 days, I'll wait for 60 days, I'll wait for 6 months. You know, you will start to see results, period, because you're giving the body what it needs, you know, that craving factor. And that is the most important thing for parents to note, is that you need to give yourself time. Do what you're supposed to do at the levels that True Hope recommends. Do what is there that is best for your child. Note the symptoms, pay attention, be present, and stick with it. You know, so many people, patient compliance is number one in the reason why people are still ill. Patient compliance, they're just not doing what they need to be doing. I mean, how many people can you say that get a prescription, that go home, take it all the way to the bottom, go back, refill it, get a, you know, the doing it the right way, eating the right foods, drinking, right? Patient compliance is so vitally, vitally important.
Well, and we say to people, get committed. Do it for 90 days minimum. You won't have to do it that long to see the effect. But stay on it. Ride this thing out. Get your body better. These are physiological issues more than mental. People say, what? These are mental disorders. They're created because of a physiological situation. That's all. And what you said was true earlier. It nutrates the whole body. You know, if I'm out jogging, I like to walk today. I walked 6 miles already. I love doing that. Especially in the springtime, lose some little weight and get in good shape. And anyhow, I'm out there tracking, and I come home, and I'm dehydrated. And when I drink water, it's going to hydrate every cell from the top of my head to my toes. When you take this product, you're going to nutrate every cell from the top of your head to your toes. And it just has a profound effect. It really does. So there's an answer. People need to go to truehope.com. They can go on the web to www.truehope, that's T-R-U-E-H-O-P-E.com. They can review the research. There's lots of videos, probably 50, 60 videos from people who have been on this program, people that were very, very ill who got their lives back. You might be able to identify with some of those people as you see those wonderful, heartfelt stories that they provide. It's wonderful. They need to go there, and they can review the research. They can pull off the abstracts, take them to their doctors, show their mother and father, whoever that they want to help with this. But there's some major answers. They can also call 1-888-TRUE-HOPE, 1-888-TRUE-HOPE, and there's counselors there, and they'll provide free counseling and get people going and help them out. But
yes.
Best thing
Let's
that we've ever done in our family.
Let's talk about your customer service, because I think it's top-notch, and that's very important. You're not just buying something off of a shelf or buying something offline and saying, I'm just going to wing it and, hey, whatever, you know. It is very important that your counselors are there and they do help answer questions. And if you get confused or you don't know something, all you have to do is call, and that there is not another company that I know that does that. So, I mean, it really puts you at the top of the list as number one, because there aren't any. And I think that's so vitally important.
Well, it is a true hope. We have to provide that service. People come to us, a fellow, let's say he's been depressed for 15 years. He's on a heavy load of meds. Well, you can't just give him the product and run. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
We'll work with his medical practitioner to help him get off of his meds, because as he starts to take this supplement, he's going to start to feel better. Over a period of time, he'll say, wow, I feel calmer. I've got more clarity. I've got my coping skills better. And I'm on these medications, and he's going to start to feel over-medicated. And we'll work with him and his practitioner to work through those meds. We specialize in that. We've been doing this now for actually 16 years, and we've put tens and tens and tens of thousands of people successfully through this program. So we're there to help people. That's what it's about at True Hope. All the people that we hire have the same drive. Many of them suffered themselves with these illnesses and were able to overcome them through this wonderful, marvelous program. And so, you know, it's been a real godsend. It's been a real blessing for my family. My family's restored. I always can point back and say to people, there you go. My family was one of the most wrecked families that I've ever seen. I don't know too many people that have 8 people that struggled within their own family with mental conditions. And I look back now and I say, wow, this has just been a real blessing. It was the absolute answer to prayer, and it's helped bring those children back to themselves. And they all function. They're fine. And your family can be just like that if you're listening to us today, just by going to truehope.com. That's www.truehope.com, or calling us at 1-888-TRUE-HOPE. Lots of information out there. We'll help you in every way that we can. That's what this is all about.
Well, Anthony, I think it is great for everybody to know also that these are not only for children, it is for adults, any age, just to call your company and to find out more information. I mean, just dial the number, go to their website, and give it a chance. You know, look at, as we've said, you know, look at the studies. Look at the information that's already there. The product is called Empower Plus Advanced. I mean, it is just a product that is absolutely great. They also have it in powder. It's not just in capsules. You know, there are ways. You tell them what you need, and they will help, because they've heard all of those issues before. They will help bring solutions, and so you'll be able to start getting some help, true help, you know, from the nutritions. And I think that nutrients are so dense and they're so concentrated. You're not getting any fillers. You're not taking something that, you know, flavoring, this, that, or the other. It's just, here you go, and it's going to work.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. So it'd be great if we can look forward 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And when we look into the the encyclopedias or the online dictionaries and we look up mental illnesses, and they say, well, these were disorders that were found to be just like scurvy of years past, because
right.
that's what it is. We're batting over 85 to 90% of people that come to us that come around 100%, where they're balanced and whole. And, it's just been a wonderful thing. And you know what? It's been with us all the time. We forgot. We replaced good nutrition with medications that don't have a real positive effect. They really don't. So that's what
the story
is all about.
There are great numbers, and I think the product is absolutely the best, you know, for everyone to try, and just check out the website and give it a try, because it will make a significant difference. So, Anthony, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure. We've gone through a lot of information pretty quickly.
It's been wonderful. Thanks very much for having me on. You're a great host and great experience. If we can do anything, let us know. That's what it's about.
Great. Thank you so much. And a pleasure, and have a good evening.
You too. All the best. Thanks.
Thank you. So to the listeners, please do check out the website. It is truehope.com. When you go to the website, there is a link there that says research. Please do make that your first stop. Go directly to that tab that says research. You can scan on down, and there are research studies there, and they have the full text and the summary for several of these studies that have been published already on bipolar, stress, mood for children's health, withdrawal for autism, ADHD, and also for depression and OCD. That's very important to find out that there have been published studies. This is not just something that just came about and some people said, oh, it works out great. As Anthony has said, over 90% of every person that's come to them and stuck to the program has had positive results. Please do try out True Hope. It is the absolute best delivery system, the best product. The product is called Empower Plus Advanced, and please do try it out for yourself or your children. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and until tomorrow, have a wonderful evening.